Thank you. Thank you. Something comes in the atmosphere, and I want to thank you for making room for the anointing of the presence of God of you.
Thank you. what the devil is going to do. Now, that's what we do in a couple of times. That was true. That by one, a great geography of a great leader, so the geography, you know, that all the world is going to be the kind of a sense of justice of the U.S. Thank you. the reason the church is set is because I think it's we're based upon the Bible. The earliest historical churches, the church concept, and the reason for teaching the gospel during the week. Next week, we're going to look at some things. I have a quote from Harvard, Yale, and New York High School University. And we're going to look at that next week. I want to remind you of what our highest minor is. And God offers the possible. That's a statement has been made from Jesus of our Jesus. And I want you to know that Christ has always been woven in every aspect of our society. And it's not the case to get to the end. So, what the Lord asked us to do is to say that in a survey of colleges, not just high school, in a survey of colleges in 1960, out of 2,800 over 1/3 of the entire faculty staff at State University were ministers of the gospel. We also find out that there's another guy by the name of Garrett Kerrigan, who was the president of the University of Vermont. historical proven fact. told us about, that everything in the heavenly spirit is set in its order by the Lord. Every seed God gives has its own time, and humanity is separated, and humanity is not taken into humanity. He declared that we have the right to have this nature as a part of your life. That's why we can read the scriptures like in Genesis, that says it is the will of God that all of mankind will be saved. Why? Because God knows that if mankind would really submit themselves to Him, then we could live full, peaceful lives. If people really put the balance of the earth in the head of their household, we would be released. We could trust we could kill spousal abuse, the things that destroy families, alcohol, all these things, if people would find the fact that everyone is not to be saved. And everyone is not to be saved. We could tell the world that families are this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For in that shalt make thy way prosperous, and in that shalt have great success. You know, we see this too, that wrote the statements that were in Christianity and wrote them into our society. Because they have read these words, and they have understood that for humanity to be successful, both individually and as a society, there must be a foundation in the pursuit of each individual following the will of God for their life. They need that for us to make up a great nation of people, whether we're talking about the nation of America or the nation of the church around the world, for any of us to be successful, the foundation of Christ must be the willingness to be obedient to all aspects of what Jesus declares in the world. And it is clear that these men and women that navigated the destiny of life before us, one thing they didn't intend to navigate was the Word of God. They wanted it to be government, they wanted it in their school systems, and they desperately wanted it in their house and in their daily living. And I want you to know something, Christian, that the day that God reigns, we can be willing to say, hey, I love you, but the right way is the Lord's way. Let's go on the scripture, let's just get into that. Let's Jesus, the Lord will do for you. And trust Him because He is the way, the truth, and the life. I want you to know that it says in Proverbs chapter 2, it says, "My son, forget not my life, but let my heart keep wickedly. For length of days and long life and peace shall they have to you. Let not mercy and peace forsake you. Bind them about thy neck, knit them upon the table of thy hand. So shall thy heart set you to good. What I mean by that is this truth, in order for us to fulfill destiny, being saved is not enough. The Lord says that in your salvation and in our rescue of life, it should draw you to continue discovery. It should draw you to continue in my way. Because if we will continue our pursuit of God, we will grow, we will walk the miserable life in the past that God can bless. You just heard in the book that there's a path of discernment where blessing and prosperity and goodness will start to follow you. And when that happens, you will start to discover that the favor of God increases on your life, that the favor of man will increase upon your life. Doors will be opened that no man can handle. Things will happen that nobody else can do. Moments of fear, moments of discouragement, moments of backing up and turning around can come upon us and will come upon us. But we have to be people that have a tenacious faith to know what we believe, know what we stand on, and grab a hold of the understanding that God will make a way. Jesus Christ, He will be for us what He does. Come on, let us be accepted. But Jesus. Because in Luke chapter 2, Jesus goes to the synagogue, he's 12 years old, his mom and dad come to the synagogue, they find him, he says, "I'm going to have to go back to my father's business tomorrow." And they don't know what to choose to do about that. But then he goes and submits to his father and mother, which is what the rest, and it says in Luke 2:52, Jesus confessed the wisdom. Thank you. When we read this Bible, thank you. hope. There was a woman who had a spirit of expectancy for 15 years. The most bound together to the narrow wise, this couple of sins. It would be thank you. I want to take that. One of the things